Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Surprise guest coming up 30 minutes. Some Iran war escalation news, economic news coming up. Right now, Jimmy in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good morning.
Hello, my friend.
Oh, really, really glad to get a hold of you, man. I've been listening for a while, and really want to thank you for your unselfish contributions, man. I saw 9/11 Road to Tyranny on a public access station probably about 7 years ago. And when I saw the movie, I, you know, at the end of watching the movie, I just thought to myself, wow, everything I always thought was true is true. And
yeah, you knew it in your gut.
Yeah, so I've been listening to you ever since.
Look, your gut, just like when you're walking down a street at night and you feel something, you turn around and somebody's looking at you.
Yeah.
Or just like when you're in the woods, middle of nowhere, and you never see anybody on the land in 10 years, and all of a sudden somebody's trespassing, and you feel them 100 yards away. Your gut knows the truth.
Exactly. Hey, listen, Alex, I'm a little bit concerned, man. You constantly are sitting here having to spend a lot of your time justifying what you say and all that, and I'm just curious. I mean, when Walter Cronkite reported a story or Dan Rather, I mean, did they have to go out and sit here and defend their story, you know, for the next 48 hours or the next week or so? I mean, I don't get it.
Well, I do that because there are people pre-programmed with pre-programmed responses driving around in their cars. And right. So I then want to back it up and give them examples and then almost counter how I know they're going to be pre-programmed. Understand?
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, I know I took a hot shower this morning, so if anything I'm saying doesn't make sense, it's probably because I'm dumbed down from the fluoride, but... what I want to ask is, I mean, do people actually think that you would say something on your radio show that you couldn't back up? I mean,
they're not in the real world, and I appreciate your call, and I again, love all your calls. I'm going to move quick here so I can get to everybody. I'm just going to be brief about this. When I say DynCorp was caught running child kidnapping rings, it was in the Chicago Tribune, BBC. When I say any of this stuff, if I tell you that they signed a treaty to make it a world ID, I mean, I remember it was in the newspaper. So, yes, we do tell the truth here, but people have trouble believing it, or they're upset by what I say, so they go through mental gymnastics to deny it. And so I just remind them, at your peril, continue to deny what I'm saying. Matt in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to thank you and Aaron for posting that video on Bill Clinton yesterday. Sure made my day.
Another confrontation. Bill Clinton confronted again.
Yeah, that was me. That's Matt Kazee. I went in there and got him good.
Well, tell folks what happened.
Well, I got my press pass and ran up there. There was a massive line. There must have been 2,000 people waiting to just, I mean, you wouldn't believe it. You would have thought it was absolute royalty coming. There were women who fainted when he came on stage. It was completely ridiculous and over the top. And I patiently waited for my turn and got a chance. But the funny thing is, the interesting thing, they would not let the press film anywhere outside of the press box, which is 50 feet away from the stage. And they came up and told me, I had to clear me with the Secret Service and all that stuff, and they told me, no, you cannot film outside here. So when he was given autographs, I went to go ask him a question. And they came up and warned me again, no questions. No questions, and no, you can't film here.
Well, that might shatter the illusion. You see, these are all, when Cheney has a town hall or Bush does, they make you sign a pledge not to disagree or ask tough questions. But then on the news, it's a town hall. The people get to speak. It's a simulation of freedom, Matt.
That's true. Everybody had their cameras, but the press, no. If you have a press pass, no cameras up front.
Well, Matt Kazee, you're really kicking butt. Give out your website.
TruthMovement.com. Thanks a lot, Alex. Keep up the good fight, brother.
Good to hear from you. All right, I'm finally getting going with the calls. 1-800-259-9231. Your call straight ahead.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, Loose Change, Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know. The air is unfit to breathe. Our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
All right, we're back live.
I'm as fine as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Western Canada. You're on the air. Good to talk to you, Chris.
I just wanted to talk about just how crazy it is up here in Canada. Like, we don't even realize here how quickly and vast the RFID chip is going on here in Canada. Like, for example, British Columbia, Manitoba, and the province I live in, Ontario, already the new licenses are going to have this new RFID chip in them. It's crazy. And we only have 10 provinces. You guys have 50 states. How fast this is moving across Canada.
And it's all the same system in all the Western world. It's just happening by accident. There's no RFID. You heard Governor Ridge earlier. That's not real.
But, I mean, just the little coverage that's here in Canada is unbelievable. Like, I didn't even know about it until I saw the new licenses, and I said, Ontario got new licenses? I heard the little two-minute blip that was...
Under the federal ID, you're going to have to thumbprint, face scanned every day at work. Everyone's clocked in. They're going to have a new sales tax with the income tax, and then that will be the reason to track all cash purchases, making us a cashless society. And then it's total control. Then the real fun can start.
Yeah. I just wanted to say thanks, and I wish that I could find someone here in Canada that has, you know, your values and stuff like that, that has, you know...
Well, people are brought up in a wonderland. They think it's shopping malls, movie theaters, everything's friendly. They believe the TV propaganda. They don't know right under the surface is just completely rotten. And it's because most people are good and decent and happy that they think the rest of the world is like them. They don't understand history. But they're beginning to understand. And remember... A lot of people we planted seeds with aren't awake now, but when they get bruised, when they get squeezed, our numbers will swell. Oh, the New World Order's in a lot of trouble, my friend. Thank you, Chris. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air worldwide.
Greetings, Alex.
Greetings, Tim.
I had a brain dropping I wanted to share with you. The H.R. 418 goes into effect May 11th. Isn't it interesting that that coincides with the release of the income tax checks, the little bonus checks? Do you think they're going to try to make people, as a beginning, to scan for those checks and possibly thumb scan as well? Do you think that's going to be the beginning of it?
It's all Pavlovian. I don't know.
And before, you were earlier talking about your rants. We love your rants. Never stop them. I came up with an idea I wanted to share with you here, and I'll let you go. Or you're talking about your next movie, Total Precision, The Extermination Has Begun.
Total Precision. And that's at the top. The precision is they know human nature. They know how to manipulate. They create the red tape and the blob. The blob, the blob. It's the blob. And that's how the government, the low level, works. But up top is that little robotic demon brain running the whole thing.
And just like Jackie Gleason said, away we go.
Away we go. Good to hear from you, Tim. Tim, he's been calling like 10 years. Lynn in Toronto, you're on the air.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, hello there.
Hello there, my friend.
My goodness. Whoa. Oh, hiya. I just wanted to touch base and say the following, that, you know, this is a great show, and you're getting the truth out, but I have my plan here, and I'm touching people with shortwave radios, and I'm, you know, opening the door that way, increasing the awareness. And
you have a plan. Tell me about it.
Yeah, just you know, my best friends, they all get a little shortwave. You can give them the big one or get one of the little ones at the, you know, Radio Shack, whatever. You can get them around $40.
Yeah, they're fun.
And you could start talking to them about shows, and they tune on. You could be, you know, they become like real people with truth and meaning. And all my relatives, I give them one. So I actually am making.
Yeah, you can give them like a $40, and those are pretty good for that price. We even sell some good ones. I never plug it at Infowars.com, the best we found for the price. Basically a Sanji and Guts, but it's another company, so it's about half price. Very good systems, and they run the gamut in price. But yes, what you do is, you give it as a gift, and then you also give them a frequency list, and most people start using it, and it's a whole other world.
Well, yeah, and it just opens up this world to them, and I give them like an update with the different frequency lists, you know, good shows like yours and a couple other ones, and they really get turned on. My nephew knew nothing about anything, you know, And now he's listening to that, and he'll give me a call, and he'll say, did you catch that show on the Power Hour or this, because he works in the late afternoon.
Well, that's how we're going to defeat the New World Order.
Yep. So
is little things like you're doing add up to huge things.
Yeah, and good luck to you, eh?
Anything else from Canada?
Oh, golly, a couple of days ago they were talking about AIDS. They want to start bringing people with AIDS into Canada. You know, isn't that lovely? And then just a few days later, I think it was yesterday, I heard the article saying about the States. They want to stop people from coming into the States with AIDS. So I thought, I wonder if they're going to start stopping Canadians.
Well, they also, I meant to cover this on Monday, but I forgot to. The big AIDS trials of the latest AIDS vaccine hurt a bunch of people. And so, they're not going to be able to try to force us. And the HPV, human papillomavirus vaccine, which they admit doesn't even protect you and can double your chances of the cancer. I love all these drugs. You know, this drug will kill you, but you'll be able to sleep. Or this drug will give you cancer, but just buy it. And people, give it to me. But they want to then claim it's mandated to take their AIDS vaccination. And it hurt the people so bad that took it, they can't even cover that up.
And wouldn't it be awesome if they start stopping Canadians at the border and saying, hey, you know, we want just a blood test. Just make certain you don't have AIDS, you know. And then they could get into our blood, you know. Who knows with their dirty needles, but...
Dirty needles, it's not... They put it in there, and then if you prove that you got it from the shot, they say, it was a dirty needle. there's hundreds of different diseases that have been caused by vaccines. You know, the HV40, the live cancer virus that's given tens of millions in the West cancer. Don't believe me. Type HV40 cancer virus into Google. You'll have hundreds and hundreds of mainstream articles about it.
I've been doing that, you know, for a follow-up and get some printouts of the things you mentioned. And what you say is true. You know, you're on. You're not spinning because I have everything validated that you said.
Well, I was on the CDC just last weekend, and I'm going from memory, but I believe it says 160 million Americans were exposed through the polio, oral and shot, to the live cancer virus, and admits it killed a bunch of people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to Google that right now. My memory's not 100% all the time, and like I said that 14 people die a year of sharks. It was really 12 when I looked it up, so my memory, it's usually close, but it's not what it used to be. Let me go ahead and just HV40. Let me see. HV40, and you put enter in, and CDC. I was on the CDC. They got a bunch of propaganda about it, but then they admit it. I'm not finding it right now. But anything else?
That's all, you know, there's a lot of things happening here. We've got the Mexican issue here, something odd. There's a woman, her name is Martin, and she's Canadian, and she ended up going over to Mexico and got involved with somebody, and next thing you know, he did something wrong, and they've arrested her. She's been in jail for 2 years. The government up here will do nothing, and it's just fishy that you're talking about this North American Union, and why is Canada and Mexico at odds like this? They seem to be creating something that's not necessary. Her last name's Martin, and I just can't remember her first name. But that is, I don't know, it rings bells or something off there, you know?
So, okay, well, good to hear from you. I'm on the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. I found the page. You type in HV40 polio, it comes up. And let me read how many millions. I read this about a week ago. It'll say how many were exposed in here. I know it's over 100 million. I got to read this. It's like 20 pages. I'll come back after the break. And I wasn't ignoring you, ma'am, except that I was, because I was, while you were talking, I was reading this. Were any people in the United States exposed to SV40 contaminated vaccines? And it says, in addition, SV40 was also found in other vaccines given to more than... That says 100,000 right there, but that's another vaccine contaminated. Where's the part about 160 million Americans? I'm going to find it. Oh, I can control F 160 million. That should bring it up for me. All right, we'll be right back after this break. Stay with us. This is the GCN Radio Network.
Baby, baby, I'm going to leave you.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what they're after using.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
The one reality show that I'm looking forward to seeing is the Martha Stewart Show, who is out of jail. Martha, out! Why did she go to jail in the first place? Like, I don't understand. Like, she didn't do that much. Like, the guys from Enron, they should go to jail. They're thugs. But Martha, like, I don't know, she got to wear a cuff on her ankle. Like, I don't think she did anything that bad. The worst thing that should have happened to her is she should have been forced to furnish her house with all her own products. You made your bed with 50% cotton, 50% polyester sheets. Now lie in it.
Margaret Cho is one of the top comedians in the country right now. We got her coming on. next segment. She's political, and we'll get her take on a lot of issues. Big guest tomorrow, and even bigger next week. Just let you know that. Little hint, hint. I know we have a lot of phone calls, too. I'm going to try to jam a few of those in right now. I'm on a different CDC page, and I can't read. I didn't have time to read all of it. But it talks about people being given it and tested at Army camps. You know, they're accidentally testing it on you at Army camps, giving you cancer viruses. So, you know, 100,000 troops at this base. And then it says, well, I just found the part. It says, who received the SV40 contaminated polio vaccines? And it says 98 million people were given the shots. And then I'm having trouble finding that 160 million. But again, they kind of parse it out, the different years. So, but anyways, it's 98 million, whatever. But they gave the entire population the shots and also the oral vaccines. And then my local pediatrician told me how he was volunteering 3 years ago. You were supposed to do that every year to give, do some volunteer time at a city clinic giving kids their vaccines that hadn't gotten them for school. You know, when they say go to the sports stadium or the, you'll be arrested, you're truant. There's no law, but they tell everybody that, and the doctors go out and do it. He said, yeah, they were giving them oral SV40. He said he looked at it, and it was old vaccine from the 60s, and that's illegal in the U.S., but he said, do not quote my name. He said, I thought you were nuts when I heard you talking about that. What do you think? Look, it's all about hurting you. And the doctors don't know. They think they're helping. But see, he knew enough to go, wait a minute. He was like, what is going on? He read the bottles. He read the containers. It was ancient. By the way, under international law, they still ship that original stuff out to the third world. You can't make this stuff up. You cannot make it up. They want you to die. They want to kill you. These are sickos. Did you hear about the big head of the UT biology section on climatology, but he's separately a lizard expert saying he wants to kill 90% of us. I mean, that, and he gets 95% standing ovations, thousands in a room, and at the Texas Academy of Sciences is getting an award. He goes all over the world, and they, everyone's, oh, we love you. That's the news that of all those scientists, about 5%, the papers reported, didn't stand. I mean, they would just start hooping and yelling. He'd show big screenshots of skulls on a wall and say that mass death will soon begin. By the way, he's on his own university website dressed up like a druid next to his, with a wizard staff next to his bull buffalo named Lucifer. I mean, these people are all the same. They're completely out of their minds. And by the way, you can see Dr. Pianca in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. If you haven't gotten the DVD with the 40 minutes of extras, it's a three-hour film, then I don't know what you're doing. You need to go to Infowars.com. You need to get Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Let's jam Peggy in Pennsylvania in. Peggy, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. One of the truisms that I have found being somewhat of an old-timer is that when I hear something, whether it's on the local news or whatever, I can tell sometimes whether it's true or not, you know, once I became aware of that there was deception, was when I would try to compare it with something I had heard maybe 20 or 30 years ago that I knew to be true, like what happens during inflation. You know, I remembered from 1980 what happened there, and then you can tell it's a lie. But young people don't have that advantage. They don't know what happened in the past, and therefore they don't have anything to compare the lies to. And one area that I have noticed almost everybody has no knowledge of is the fact that a person isn't supposed to be sick and take medicine and have diseases all the time, that a person is supposed to be healthy. And the main way you do that is by eating right. And but nobody knows how to do that. Nobody knows what good food really is because they're being lied to. In the 1970s, for instance, they found out the scientists found out the trans fats were not good for you. They were very harmful for you.
You know, you're a great caller, and I hope you'll call back tomorrow or the next day, and I'll give you 5 minutes or so because I got a guest coming up, because I really want to hear you talk about this issue. But as dumb as the new generation, or as ignorant as the new generation is, imagine, you know, what the old-timers knew that we didn't see change, you see? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus. The crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
But I don't understand, why can't Howard Stern make fun of George Bush when Rush Limbaugh is allowed to say things like the Iraqi prison scandal is no worse than what happens in college frat house hazings all across America? That just makes me think that Rush Limbaugh is still high. Rush Limbaugh was doing a lot of drugs, too. He did a lot of drugs. Rush Limbaugh did so many drugs, Courtney Love would say, you know what, I can't, I gotta work tomorrow. But Rush Limbaugh never had to face any of the court stuff that Courtney had to deal with. He never had to worry about any of that. He just got to go back to work. I mean, have drug laws changed a lot recently? Because it wasn't too long ago that they sent Tommy Chong behind bars for selling bongs on the internet. Like, who didn't know Tommy Chong smoked weed? It's on the SAT. People should not be put behind bars for smoking pot. I mean, pot smokers can't commit crime.
False.
They can barely get...
That's why we got Margaret Cho on. She's one of the top comedians in the country. She starred in a bunch of movies and stars in major sitcoms for decades. And she just gets bigger and bigger. And she really tells it like it is on so many issues. You know, the new film, America Drug War, coming out next month. It just aired on... Showtime, but we're going to have it on DVD for you, that I consulted on with my buddy Kevin Booth. They went into jail and interviewed Tommy when he was in there in California, and he talked about how he smoked pot with Arnie, but Arnie isn't going to get in trouble. How just months before he got busted, he was smoking pot with Arnie. It's all selectively enforced, and Limbaugh could take 100, he went deaf from it. That'd kill like five horses, by the way. 100 Oxycontins a day, it's synthetic heroin, but you're selling bongs to smoke weed that George Washington smoked, you're going to go to jail for a couple years. And so we are really on, and that and a whole bunch of issues is Margaret Cho, and her website is margaretcho.com. We have a link to it up on Infowars.com. Margaret, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you. I didn't know that Tommy smoked weed with Arnold. That sounds great.
Yeah, well, we actually have the video of that. It's in the film. It's now aired
well,
on.
It's so insane that he had to go to prison for that. You know, I mean, it's just ludicrous that there are so many laws against marijuana when marijuana is hardly a problem at all. The big problems, you know, that the country is totally ignoring other problems. I mean, alcohol is far worse than any kind of, like, pot that anybody would smoke, I think.
Well, they can find no deaths from pot, and by the way, I don't smoke it, but they can find over 100,000 a year related to alcohol.
Right, and nicotine is a terrible drug as well, and I think that those substances like alcohol and nicotine need to be regulated far more than anything like marijuana, which I find really helps people. So I don't understand.
Well, it does for hundreds of illnesses, glaucoma, cancer patients, you name it. I mean, just getting into the drug war first, and we'll just get into what's important to you right now, what you're really focused on, and where your career is going, some of the new stuff you've done, some of your concert movies. There's so much to talk about in the 20 minutes we've got you. But the larger issue of Limbaugh, I mean, he is such a hypocrite that he can be gobbling close to 1,000 pills a week and committing felonies doing it with narcotics, but that's okay. And he still calls for the cocaine laws where if a black's caught with crack, they get 20 years in prison, but a white lawyer gets probation.
Right. I mean, it's obviously very racist and very hypocritical. And because he's a conservative, he gets away with a lot more than anybody else does because of his politics.
I think more than just being a, quote, conservative, he supports the military-industrial prison complex.
Right. Right. It's a shame. It's really a shame.
You've been really from the first days of this administration when really people weren't criticizing Lord Bush, when he had a 90% approval rating, you were criticizing him. Now everybody's criticizing. We have the 10 steps to fascism, Naomi Wolf, even conservative pundits are saying Bush is insane. He's talking about being a dictator. Give us your take on when you started really getting concerned about Bush.
Well, I got concerned right after 9/11 where, the planes hit the World Trade Center and he was in that classroom with all those children and they told him what was going on and he did nothing. For several minutes, he did nothing. As we waited for him to do something.
15 minutes.
The country was in danger, and he did nothing. We were attacked for the first time on American soil, and he did nothing. That's when I realized that there was something wrong, very, very wrong.
Now, a lot of the victims' families and others, and Willie Nelson and Charlie Sheen and the former German defense minister and the former Italian president and thousands of architects and engineers have said that, especially Building 7, not hit by a plane, collapsing perfectly, they have questions. And now it turns out that Bush appointed the commission and had Zelikow, his deputy, running it. Do you have any questions about the official story?
Well, I have a lot of questions about the Pentagon. I mean, I don't understand why we have so much footage of the World Trade Center and the sort of the buildings falling, the Twin Towers falling, and why there was also this whole thing that happened at the Pentagon, which, in a sense, if you hit the Pentagon, it's far more of a security breach if you're talking about national security. I mean, that is, in a sense, a lot worse. Of course, there's a lot of fatalities, a lot more with the towers, but the Pentagon is sort of glossed over, that we don't see a lot of information about that, and we don't even have a clear picture of the damage or what happened. And to me, that's troubling. Like, why is that so under the rug? Why are we not seeing anything about that? Why is it all focused on the towers? I mean, I understand that the tragedy has sort of the ground zero, that is sort of the ground zero of the tragedy, but there was other parts to it, too. That day was a terrible day, and there was other things that happened. Why are they not focusing on that, and what are they hiding?
You know, it is suspicious that there's that 16-foot hole before it collapses, and they seized all the video camera tapes. I mean, I wonder why they won't release any of those. I mean, they released one from a parking cam that only takes a picture every second or so, and it just shows, it doesn't show a plane. It's very weird.
Right, and the Pentagon is really where so much of our, you know, so much of our government is really housed. So much things, well, so many, like, military security, all this, like, top-secret stuff happens there. So, of course, it's going to be monitored from every angle, every second, and yet we have no footage of it. It's very mysterious. And so I've always been curious about that, like, what's up with the Pentagon? Where and what happened there, and where is the damage, and what occurred, and why was it almost not as bad as what happened in the towers? Why is it not as what happened? It's just very strange to me.
Yeah, you would think if a plane could bring down not just the two buildings, but one down the street that wasn't hit by anything, just magically.
Yeah.
Boy, you think of a plane at the Pentagon, the whole thing would have just blown up.
Right, and just a little piece of it seemed to sort of like have fallen over, like somebody drove a car into it or something, but it was a whole plane. And then where's the plane? It's so weird. I don't know.
Well what
it's
about...
It's very much about a conspiracy to me, I think.
Very much about a conspiracy. Well, what about the... I mean, you're very well informed politically. I've seen that. The PNAC documents where Dick Cheney publicly wrote that we need a big catalyzing event to be able to launch all these wars. And then Bush massed 44,000 U.S. troops in the countries surrounding Afghanistan and had two carriers there. And they sent over 18,000 British troops, and he signed the launch order the day before 9/11 to attack Afghanistan. But then he said he attacked Afghanistan because they were supposedly behind the attacks. Boy, you just don't mass those troops overnight. That was a 4-month buildup, Margaret.
I know, and they were ready for something. They were ready to go. So it was all some kind of a plan. And really, I mean, our country is no stranger to conspiracy anything. I mean, this whole country was built on conspiracy. There's a conspiracy in every major political event, always something going on. And so when this one is uncovered, it's going to be major, and people are going to be very angry. I think people are already angry anyway because the country has fallen apart just because of the Bush administration, and it's really terrible. You know,
well, you're
that's
right.
That's why people are so excited about coming out and voting in this next election and getting so involved, because they can't stand it anymore.
Well, I have to say that both political parties are very corrupt and bad, but I am seeing a lot of attacks on Barack Obama by the establishment, and that is very suspicious.
It is very suspicious, and a lot of the kinds of attacks, the kinds of saying, like, you know, associating him with this Reverend Wright, or saying, trying to make it seem like his point of view is the same as Reverend Wright's point of view, and really, when you look at John McCain's spiritual advisor, this sort of minister who's his you know, speeches are very, very extreme as well. Like, he's talking about how abortion is kind of a black genocide and all this stuff.
Well, he says he wants World War. He says he wants World War III.
Right.
But
you know, and yet that's not being brought up by the mainstream media because that isn't as tantalizing, I suppose, or I don't know. It's being suppressed.
Well, at McCain's age, I looked the numbers up this morning, more than 70% of the time you have a relapse within a decade or even sooner and die of lymphoma alone. He's had, I mean, that's the bad kind in your lymph nodes. He's had all sorts of cancer, and he's 71, the oldest person to ever run. And he starts singing songs about bomb, 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 bomb Iran. And then meanwhile, he says Iran is Al-Qaeda when they're Shiite, the opposite group.
I know, it's crazy. It's so misinformed, and yet, you know, people are looking at him like he's some kind of the answer. Well, he's not. He's just a continuation of the Bush administration also. He's another leg of it, and it's not right.
Another big TV actor, Daniel Sinjata from Rescue Me, has gone public saying he believes it's an inside job. Willie Nelson on this show. Daniel Sinjata, of course, Charlie Sheen, but German defense ministers on this show, number three in Blair's government on this radio show. I mean, so many prominent people, it's in the tens of thousands now, former CIA section chief Bill Christensen, Bob Baer, the movie Syriana's about, saying all the evidence says inside job. Bill Doyle, the head of the biggest victims family, has said he believes it's an inside job. I mean, I agree with you that it's going to come out, and I don't think they can stop this, Margaret.
I don't think so either, and I think that the way that they're kind of trying to keep it from coming out is trying to keep somebody like McCain in office, or trying to put somebody like McCain in office, and keep people like Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton just out of it. You know, it's pretty freaky.
Well, Hillary's definitely in bed with the same people that pull Bush's strings, but I'll say that Obama, I'm seeing signs that he may not be under their control. I'll say that. I mean, I've really looked at it. I mean, all the dirty tricks are... I mean, I agree with his preacher that AIDS was engineered. I've got documents on that. And I agree that the government's been, it's been the cover of Esquire and Rolling Stone.
Right.
They've been caught shipping drugs in. I mean, what is...
Right.
I mean, he's just saying something we all know.
Exactly. But he's saying things that people are really afraid to hear, which is why there's all this press around it and why it's being spun as somehow negative, when really it's the truth, and it's something that the establishment doesn't want you to know. It's something that people on Fox News don't want you to know or don't want you to think is true. They would rather you think that he's some kind of crackpot, when he's really not.
Well, Barack Obama is certainly not a crackpot. Very charismatic, very intelligent, but he's got some really scary advisors like Brzezinski. Oh, this is a big name, Brzezinski.
Well, I think it's hard. I think it's hard because he has, he's, I mean, Barack Obama is great. I'm actually a campaign surrogate for him, and
I didn't know that.
He is. Yeah, I just started doing that. I mean, I never have ever bought back the candidate before, but I feel that he's really the only person out there that you can trust. Other than, I actually really like Dennis Kucinich, too, but he's not running.
Yeah, we've had him on.
So if you can't have Dennis Kucinich, you can have somebody, you know, somebody like Barack Obama.
What do you think of Ron Paul? Because they tried the same demonization of him that was false.
I like Ron Paul, too. I just think that... for, I'm looking about, the way that you have to vote nowadays, I think, is really who's going to get the person you hate out. So you're not necessarily voting for who you want to vote for. You're voting for who do you think can beat who.
Well, I've always said I'm against.
Barack Obama can beat McCain.
Well, I agree. Hillary might lose to him. That I've never believed in lesser of two evils. But in this case, it's not even lesser of two evils. It's just... It's incredible. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Hillary and McCain, in my view, are so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Hillary really is a congenital liar. She was just saying that she was. They tried to shoot her plane down in Bosnia, and it's turned out it's not. I mean, it's just. I've really had enough of the Clintons. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Well, I just feel that we need to change completely. I mean, I think that there's just sort of like a kind of incestuousness of on Capitol Hill, there's kind of an incestuousness in the White House. There's sort of like thing where it just keeps regenerating the same sort of thing, and we need a complete change.
We're talking to Margaret Cho, one of the top comedians, film actors, TV, books, movie performances. I'm looking at the schedule. You are working all. You're doing a lot, aren't you?
I know, it's kind of crazy. Yes, I'm on tour, and I'm also doing a reality show now for VH1. So. That'll probably hit the summer. So there's a lot of things. Great.
Well, I mean, tell us, for the listeners that are interested in your career and your, you know, talented things you're doing, all very interesting. Every time I put them through TV on HBO or something, see, I got to stop and watch, magnetic personality, obviously. But of all the things you're doing, what's most important right now?
Well, I love doing stand-up comedy. It keeps me out there and keeps me connected with people, and I really enjoy it, and it's a lot of fun. So that's what my main passion is.
And how much longer is that tour, the tour you're on right now, going?
My show is called Beautiful, and it tours all over the country, and it'll be on through 2008. So I'll be coming to a city near you at some point through this year.
Other issues we haven't talked about in the 8-9 minutes we've got left, Margaret. What else is on your mind? What else is concerning you right now? Because Bush, has built up this huge police state system, and then I don't see any evidence of it being dismantled, regardless of who gets into office. Does that concern you? And then what else concerns you?
Well, I'm concerned also about how we're going to get out of Iraq, because I think that this war is so much based on a lie, and we've got to stop sending children over there to fight this needless war. I mean, we've already destroyed our reputation around the world because of this war, and it's really terrible. And, you know, I'm out on the road all the time, and I see these kids coming back from Iraq or going to Iraq, and they are too young. They are so young. I mean, I think if people really understood how young these soldiers are, if they really looked at their faces and they could see that these kids are just children.
They're babies.
They're babies, and it, you know, makes me cry, because it's like they're fighting a war that they shouldn't be fighting. It's a misuse of their lives. They're such young kids. I mean, I don't believe in a war anyway, but certainly not one that's based on a lie, and certainly not one for this administration. And it's really It's a shameful thing. For 4,000 children to have died because of this, it's a shameful, shameful thing. And I don't know how this country can make it up to them.
Well, I know this. It is true that Barack Obama is the only one that voted against the war. And he has,
yeah.
I mean, no one can no one else can say that.
Right, and that's really important. That's a really important thing to remember, is that he was against it from the start. I think, you know, it's also because the people who are going over there are people of color. They are people without money. They're lower classes. They're people who are looking to the armed forces to help them fund their education. And it's really a shame. It's really how this country really savages the poor, and it really prostitutes the poor, and it's terrible. And so that's something that I need to see end. I mean, that to me is a very emotional cause.
Margaret Cho, one of the top comedians in the world, is our guest. Quick break. We'll come back with about 4 minutes on the other side with our guest. Just amazing having her on. And you can check her out in your area soon. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Strange days have found us.
By the next week or two, she's going to be in Vancouver, Canada, Las Vegas, Nevada, Westbury, New York. Many other places with a beautiful tour. Stand-up, she says, is her favorite thing, but there's books, there's TV shows, VH1 reality shows. Heaven help us, it just goes on and on. MargaretCho.com, it's MargaretCho.com, links up on Infowars.com right now. Margaret, got about 4 minutes left. I want to get back into 9/11. I mean, how obvious is it, not just the evidence of it being an inside job, but then how they used it and how they took our freedoms and how they said you can't question us, and if we're toxic waste dumping, you can't report on it now because that'll help Al-Qaeda. Last week when they found drugs in all the major water supplies, our local paper in Austin said, oh, we're being told not to report on what was in our water because it might help Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's just a catch-all for corruption. Any comments on that?
Oh, it is a catch-all. It's just insane, and it's really upsetting, you know, in the way that it's affected travel and how, you know, they just look through your bags or they try to, like, make you put all your liquids in one place. It's, like, ridiculous because it's just, they just want this atmosphere of terror to just pervade everything so it'll make us easily controllable.
It's training, taking the shoes off. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it'll make you take your shoes off.
And that's to train you. They know that something that ridiculous is about habitualizing you to the fear.
Just habitualizing you to the fear. That's exactly what it is. And trying to make sure that you'll do what they say under this guise of terrorism, where it's really, I mean, you know, and it's funny because I'm friends with a lot of Arab Americans, I'm in the belly dance community. And so the majority of the people that I know are Arab Americans, and they said after 9/11 they could not believe that Al-Qaeda pulled it off, because Al-Qaeda, the whole idea of Arabs being organized is totally ludicrous.
Yeah.
They could never have done it, and so that to me is very funny, because, like, if you look at the history of, like, fatwas, you know, like the author, there was an author in Egypt who had a fatwa against him for something like 40 years, and he went to the same cafe every day at the same time, every single day for 40 years, and they never killed him. He lived to be in his 90s.
Well, take Egypt
against the whole time.
I mean, take Egypt against Israel. I don't mean to be mean to Arabs, but they're not, you know, militarily. They're brave fighters. They're just, something's lacking in organizational skill. And these guys from caves magically did this.
Yes, it's very. I mean, it's really about demonizing some sort of entity that we don't really know about, so it's the government really
or Margaret
to use this idea.
I'm sorry, you said the government's pushing this idea.
This idea of us trying to fear something that doesn't even really exist.
Well, what about planes with 50, 60 people on each one, and guys pull box cutters out, and Americans don't fight back? I don't believe that.
I don't believe that at all. I don't believe that at all. I don't think that people would be that afraid that not to actually, like, do something, to overpower them, to do something. I don't think that's possible.
I guarantee you, and I'm a pretty big guy, if I walked up to some group of men and pulled out a box cutter, they'd beat the daylights out of me.
Exactly. I don't think that people, faced with the idea that they may crash and buy in a plane, I don't think that they would do nothing.
Wow. Margaret Cho, I appreciate you coming on, margaretcho.com, and we really appreciate you spending time with us and sharing your thoughts bravely, because if we don't all speak out, we could have some really serious things come in the future, couldn't we?
We could. We should all speak out.
All right, Margaret Cho, Godspeed. Thank you for spending time with us, and have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there she goes, one of the top comedians in the country, and speaking out about 9/11. Retransmission starts now at Infowars.com. Jam-packed first and second hour if you missed it. The exclusive streams are at Infowars. You got to go there. We'll be right back in 70 seconds on the internet streams at Infowars.com. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Or below.